And we welcome you back to the PM Sports Page as we close out today's show talking with our Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Winfield Mountain Union's Jared Cadle. Jared, congratulations on the honor, and I appreciate the time here today.
Thank you.
Jared, another terrific season for you on the wrestling mat. Finished second place in Class 2A at 106 pounds. Of course, that in Wells Fargo this past weekend. Before we get into that, Jared, let's just look big picture. Throughout the season, how do you think you yourself progressed throughout your junior season and maybe the team as well?
I mean, this season was a little bit better than last year. I mean, same outcome, but I had a little less losses, so a little better. I thought our team, I thought we did really good this year. We made it to the regional duels. We haven't done that in a while, so that was pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jared finishing second at 106 pounds this year. How can that experience, the plentiful experience that you have at Wells Fargo Arena now, really help you prepare and motivate you moving forward into your senior season?
It's always like Wells Fargo has a huge atmosphere, so it's always exciting. It's always something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. I mean, most people don't usually get the chance to, so that kind of helps motivate you a little bit.
What's it like, championship match on Saturday night, jam-packed Wells Fargo Arena? What's the adrenaline like heading into that match?
It's pretty crazy. It's like not everybody gets the chance to like feel that, so it's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Great season for you. Well, just looking at another big picture question here, Jared. What do you think the last couple years at the varsity ranks as a wrestler you've improved on the most?
Just today wrestling. I mean, that's one of the big things my coaches are on. You just got to keep wrestling. I mean, no matter what happens, you just got to keep wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Given this is a couple years into varsity experience, maybe the leadership role you brought to your team this year.
I mean, people kind of look up to me, so you just gotta keep everybody motivated and try to get them to ready for what's gonna happen and try to get them to do the best they can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, a little fun one here for you, Jared. You need a point. What's the go-to move?
Probably the cradle. I mean, that's one of the big moves I've done this season.
Okay, awesome. Of course, Jared, longtime coach Bill Pleen, actually this year just picked up his 400th dual win. Looking at Coach Pleen, what makes him so special, and what do you like about him as a coach?
He's just an all-around great guy. I mean, he knows his wrestling, so huge role model. He'll help you. He'll get you where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jared, I know for the latter part of the season you were battling an injury. So with that in mind, what was the mentality to be able to work through that and the mentality needed to, despite the injury, still wrestle and wrestle at a high level?
During Christmas, I mean, it was like the high-end tournament. I hurt my knee, and so after that, kind of took a week off to just recuperate for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started wrestling again, I had to change a little bit. So I had a little obstacle, and then so I had to learn how to wrestle with it. So
Sure. And moving forward, what's the off-season plans? I know you do a little freestyle stuff, but what's the off-season plans to get ready for the senior year?
Probably hit the weights and. I'll probably try to go to Fargo again this year, so that's always that's always fun.
Yeah.
And last year I was like two matches away from placing, so hopefully I can progress a little further and get on the podium.
Sure. Well, Jared, looking at your other sports, you're also involved in cross country, golf, and wrestling there. Winfield Mountain Union. So with those in mind, your favorite and what about the sport makes you enjoy it so much?
Probably wrestling is one of my favorites. It's just, it's ever since I was a little kid, it's always been one of my favorite sports.
Mm-hmm.
So,
of course, an interesting thing with the Columbus community and Winfield Mountain Union, you know, they team up for wrestling. You at Winfield Mountain Union. How is that relationship with your teammates for one sport and competitors in maybe another?
I guess it's pretty fun. Some wrestling teammates do cross country. We kind of give each other crap when we see each other, but it's always fun. Yeah. It's good to see each other.
There you go. Give yourself a hard time. Well, Jared, let's get outside of sports a little bit. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty, respect, dependability, and quality. With those in mind, what are your core values?
Probably leadership, good role model.
Yeah. Well, Jared, of course, I'm sure wrestling takes up a lot of your time and then school, but when you're not involved with those, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
Probably hanging out with friends, lifting, probably some video games here now and then.
Okay, what's the favorite video game?
Probably Call of Duty, World at War.
Too. All right. That's on what system?
PS4.
Okay. PS4, good. You're okay in my book. That's a good call.
Yep.
Well, Jared, last question before I let you go here. You're just a junior, got plenty of time to think about the future, but any plans of maybe what you want to go into post-graduation?
I've always wanted to be a pilot, so it's one of my, I want to try to become a pilot someday.
Hey, that's a good plans right there. Great occupation to get into. Well, Jared, I appreciate the time here today. Been fun talking to you. Congratulations once again on a great junior season, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
And that was Jared Cadle of Winfield Mountain Union joining us as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Second place at 106 pounds, another fantastic season for Jared. Best of luck as he moves into the off season and moves into his senior campaign next year. Best of luck in his pilot endeavors. Hope to see him flying a plane someday. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more right after this on AM and FM KCII.